my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue
with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I want to send out to the world Happy Mother's Day. Whether your mother is here or not, I'm sure that you have memories, fond memories, hopefully. And I wanted to just say that I've picked very special music for me tonight. When I was with my mother in her last days in the early 90s, I was at my sister's house in Pennsylvania, and my mother was leaving the body, and I knew it. And as I left the house, I said goodbye to her telepathically, and I was driving up Route 81 to get back to New Jersey, and a song by Steve Lawrence came on, and I love Steve Lawrence, Softly as I Leave You. I had to pull off the road. It broke me up. So we're going to play that one tonight, and then we're going to play Karen Carpenter as well, singing a little song. Some people wouldn't think that it's a mother song, but I'm making a mother song tonight. It's called Close to You, for you that feel very close to your mother. My dear My dear cousin lost her mother this fall, and this is her first Mother's Day without Kathy. And Kathy and I were like sisters growing up. So hats off to you, Gina. You'll get through it. We all do. Love you a lot. Tonight we have Frank with us, and we're going to be asking questions and answering questions about what we expect in the coming months. And May should bring a calmer time with practical productivity. That means you guys are going to be working and getting results from your work, and that would be after the full moon on the 18th. So hopefully everybody's aiming towards making their dreams come true. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
I feel great. I'm real great, and happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Did you have a good time today?
Well, my wife did. Everybody called her. We had a great meal.
That always counts. That's the whole idea of Mother's Day, cooking and food. And sharing a meal is one of the greatest act of love that we can do. Sharing a meal is very important. And I've always said in my classes, as you know, Frank, don't share a meal with somebody that you don't like or aren't comfortable with, or you'll be up all night with stomach aches. Right, Frank?
Well, I haven't experienced that, but it sounds like a few people do.
So we do have a caller tonight waiting for you. Amy is calling in from California, and her date of birth is August 5th. Good evening, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. You're a great team. Do you know that? I really enjoyed the show, and you do a great job.
Well, thank you. What's your question for Frank tonight?
I think I spoke about selling my Tulsa, Oklahoma property, and I actually gave my tenant, Bridget and Gary, a 30-day notice this week. And, of course, it never goes over well. But I'm feeling this resistance with them because from what I understand now, she's going through some surgeries and everything.
It doesn't matter. It's business. Go ahead, Amy.
My big heart. Pardon me?
I said, it doesn't matter. It's business. And you might extend it another 30 days, but if you've made up your mind and she's still hanging on, that's going to create a slowness with selling the property. That's what I was trying to say.
Right. And it's funny you say that because I sent her an email and I said, what would work for you? What is reasonable for you
in
30
good.
Days?
So you're doing,
and she you're said, not. She's, you know, 30 more days. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, business is business, and I can't carry everybody's problems. I mean, I got to take care
of
me.
Let me just say something to you. It doesn't mean if you agree with her, that lets go of the stubbornness. And things aren't really going to manifest until the end of August anyway, once Jupiter goes direct. So I would give her the 30 days and make an agreement that June 30th she's out. Or July 31st, whichever one you choose. Because the energies change at the end of August anyway, and you can make the closing in August. You'll be fine.
I know. And that, you know what? I just needed people like you to just pat me on the shoulder and say, everything is fine, Amy. You know, and it just feels so nice. I really appreciate that.
Let's see what
Amy, you're in you're in the fifth year of year of change. So you're going to get rid of a lot of negative stuff. So whatever you decide to do is going to be the best thing for you and them. So, go with your feelings, you know. And like I said, you're going into your sixth year, which is real estate anyway, and the influence is already kind of over the top here. So it's right in there. You can make changes without too much of worrying about what's going to happen as far as, you know, other people. I mean, they're on a journey too, you know. And I'm not being callous. I'm just saying that you've got you're going to do the right thing because that's the kind of person you are anyway.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. I mean, I'm just putting out positive vibrations that this, you know, wonderful new home is coming to them. And, you know, I'm like excited for them. And I'm excited for myself.
Amy, they're not excited. And maybe you could go have a nice friendly talk with her, because moving can be very overpowering and it can be very discouraging sometimes. I know I just moved. I moved from the East Coast to Texas. So I think that maybe it would be good and better karma for you if you just tried to talk with her a little bit and gave her sympathy, but held to your truth.
Yeah, I'm going to make them commit to this. Is, you know, 30 more days and we will be out. And I don't care if you're in this hospital or whatever. You got a husband, you got kids, you know. Thank you very much.
Put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
So great. You'll be great. You're making a good move at the right time. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys brought me a lot of comfort tonight, and I just love listening to your show. Thank you so much.
What's wonderful, Amy, when you say to God and you're praying at night, please bring the results that's the best for all concerned, and that's the people moving out, the people moving in, and you moving on. The best for all concerned. Thank you, Spirit.
I wish the whole world operated like you and you know, James. I mean, how easy would that be? You know, real quickly, imagine two squirrels namasteing one another. You know how you namaste someone?
Yeah.
Namasteing, the two squirrels are namasteing. And the one squirrel says to the other squirrel, namaste, the nutsiness in me bows to the nutsiness in you.
That's cute. Okay, thank you for calling. Let's find out, Amy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Frank, what do you see coming? We've got a powerful full moon on the 18th. It's in Scorpio. And Scorpio is always a powerful full moon every year. And it should be bringing a lot of emotions up because it's a water sign. But it is falling onto the Earth, which is Taurus. What do you see happening? Things starting to grow?
Well, for me, it's Scorpio's in half of my first house and half of my second. So there's a lot of things that once I get onto something, I'm going to stick with it. And the other thing is my second house, it's going to give me some ideas on how to make money and just security. So there's a lot of things coming up. Beside that, but I'm just saying that Scorpio is such a strong moon. It's a fixed moon, and it does put a lot of energy, and it does help everything to get moving.
It radiates, and it radiates power. It's from Pluto. It's ruled by Pluto, and it radiates power. In the meantime, it's going to be opposing the sun in Taurus, and the sun in Taurus is going to trine Pluto, which is why I'm saying it's going to be more positive, and it can bring you in your good. All the things that you've been working on since the beginning of the year are going to start to happen. And Frank, around you and around other readers, I just feel a glow. I feel a glow, and I feel that people are going to be reaching out to people, and that we're going to help each other and do the advice giving and the energy moving.
Yes, and it does stimulate the Taurus, and people will be able to accumulate and hold on to things, easier.
Yeah, usually practical is money, by the way,
right.
For all your listeners. So here we are going on with our spiritual knowledge. And I'm finding, Frank, that most spiritual teachers don't know how to really help. Some of them say, well, meditate, well, do this or well, do that, instead of making the reader work with you. And I know that you always give readers assignments and meditations as I do, but we need to show them the path. All of us have to walk the path, and we need to show them the path. And you know, the deeper we go within, the more that we're going to know how to do it. Haven't you found that that's true?
Yes, I have. And I found that some people that teach are so make it so complicated that the person is worse off. We make it simple. We go for the simple. Our process is to help you to just to understand what to do, how to do it, and give you all those little insights that will help you to progress and heal.
Oh, I have a new mantra I want to share. Every painful energy can be healed. Don't you think, Frank?
It sounds good to me.
When we're in the emotional trauma and everything is all tightened up, especially on a day like Mother's Day, if we have family problems, or if there's that crazy family karma that goes on, there's always drama, and we're never really free of it. And I think that some people have had a wonderful day, some people have missed their mother, and some people have not wanted to be with their mother. That's the way it is around the world. But let me say that every painful energy can be healed. We need to practice mercy, love, and understanding. And the connection that you have with your family, you're never really free of. And the drama is a major role as a spiritual teacher. We are born into our primary families for our spiritual lessons, and we chose our family before we were born. Do you have more to add to that, Frank?
Yes, I always believe that you should make amends with people that you haven't talked to, that you're so angry with, before they pass. Do it now. Listen to them. You know, we all make mistakes. It's going through. Families are very emotional. The more children, the more they're going on having their problems, or just they might be intimidated with the older one or the younger one. But don't let a parent go when you're angry. You know, they're having problems. You know, make something that smooth that you'll feel better in your own mind and your own soul if you take care of things now and don't regret it when they do pass. Say, I should have been there. I should have talked to them.
Yeah. I know, but you know, that's raising your consciousness. And of course, we're in a time where we're all raising our consciousness. And if you are having much problems and emotional pain, join a meditation group. Take your time, because your consciousness is rising. And I'm telling you, by the end of August, you are going to feel much better, because we're in the energy, we're in the Scorpio energy, and then we're going to be in the Sagittarius energy in June. And our hearts are struggling with our mind, and what we need is patience. And when the opportunity arrives, it will be good. It will be worthwhile. You'll make good connections if you can just let it go and understand that that person is being who they are and you're being who you are. Forgiveness, patience, meditation is the connection that you need to work with, because that is the only thing that will help. They are very, very important.
I was sitting with doing a reading yesterday, and I had asked her. She said that she's been struggling with some mental problems, not extreme, but and I was talking to you. Now, I was just talking to her about a simple meditation, and after I finished, it was about 5 minutes, she looked at me and she said, you know, Frank, I had a headache when I came in here, and it's gone. And I was just listening to you, picturing the meditation. So,
well, you know, that's what our work is, Frank, to help bring relief so that the other person can reach a place of peace. Peace is very important. And when you are moving into a new consciousness, it can be confusing, because you know what, you think of, oh, I used to do it this way, but I don't know if that's comfortable for me anymore. So what should I do? Oh, help. Well, you just need to let yourself be led by spirit and you have to get used to the changes that are coming. We have to adapt because young people always bring in change, and we may not agree with it, but then after a while, we usually can accept it.
Right.
So you need to connect, and you need to meditate, and you need to try to do it if you can on a regular basis. The 20s are going to be very challenging for many, many, many people. We're going to go through the terrible 20s and the healing 30s. And that has to do with a lot of things. It has to do with world leaders. It has to do with finances. It has to do with the weather and all the things that are happening around us. So we need to get used to it, and we need to work with it as best we can, with love, always with love.
Never let anger destroys you. Get rid of it. There's mm-hmm. many ways. Just what we're talking about, to meditate, get rid of your anxieties through the meditation. There's plenty of other things. We talked about sometimes color therapy, you know, wearing the right colors. Sometimes just closing your eyes and saying, what color do I need? The first color that comes up, if you have it, wear it.
Right, right. Especially if it's orange or red or yellow. And in the summer, of course, we wear white and yellow, and they're rare, very, very good spiritual colors, as is your light violets and your light blues. Dark colors really can shut out the light. You know, I teach that. But lighter colors will open up your heart more, and you have to get used to working with your heart. That's what's changing, Frank. That's part of this consciousness raising, working with the heart and not the logic and the mind. And you know what else I find? That people go, well, she'll do this, or he'll do that, or I'm not going to do that because of, well, now what you're doing is trying to control somebody's reaction, instead of, if your heart says, make the apology, don't worry about how they're going to react. You need to follow your heart, because that's your karma. Right, Frank?
That's right. If you're going to, you know, your individuality is most important. And mm-hmm. you can get some advice from people, but you don't have to be them. You have to be your own person. And that's things that we try to teach people. And as always, you have to reach that balance in your life when you can when you can be happy and take care of the negative in a positive way, believe it or not, and bring that balance up to you, and always feel, and that confidence.
Well, and you know, it's basically forgiveness and understanding that we all make mistakes. But Louise Hay taught me a wonderful saying when I was working with her in the early 80s, and it was this: how did I bring it to myself? This is an experience I'm not really liking. I feel uncomfortable about it. As a matter of fact, I might feel a little angry, but how did I bring it to myself? What part of this is mine? It's usually 50-50. So if you can see your reactions, that will help you let go of judgment. Basically, forgiveness for people everywhere and letting go of judgment heals through consciousness.
Yes. And I believe that. And I always try to take a certain time of the day and do my meditation. Luckily, I'm near the ocean, so I'll go down to a quiet spot and bring in those ions.
And luckily, I'm in the Lawson, so I'm not near any flooding zones. We're 3,000 feet above sea level, so
well,
I love.
Go by a stream, go by a river, do something, you know.
Water is important. And you know, playing Ardas, I talk about Ardas, but Ardas has saved so many lives. This is the music that I use. It's called Ardas, A-R-D-A-S, and it means prayer beyond prayer. It's the oldest mantra known. And it's a part of something called the Crimson series, and it's number 6 in that volume. And if you play it, it will uplift you. Just the music will go into your cellular memory, and you'll remember And you'll start letting go. And it can heal you through your consciousness. You know, sometimes we'll go to bed angry and we'll wake up and we're not angry anymore and we forgot what we were angry about. Right, Frank?
That's right. That's right. Music has always been my mantra.
Yeah, it is. Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are going to go into our weekly messages for you, but we are here live, and if you would like to call and talk to Frank, call 888-627-6008 to ask a question. Again, the number is 888-627-6008, but Frank's number is 862-684-1904. And I also have a new number. I have an Austin number, and it's 512-305-3233. Again, that's 512-305-3233. We'll all be right back right after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 13th through May 19th, 2019. The week contains several intense energetic moments. The full Scorpio blue moon is a time that the sun dominates Pluto, a sign change for Mars, and luckily Mercury can come in for the rescue. The moon remains in hardworking Virgo on Monday, but there are more motivational challenges going on. Monday supports gently and humbly standing in your power, but don't get pushy as transforming Pluto stimulates you to make the needed changes. The powerful time from the Sun to Pluto is good if you want to exert your influence on a situation or if you feel you want to begin your path to fulfill a deep-seated desire. Early morning, Tuesday supports relationship conversations and activities that are warm and loving, as Venus and Mars play nicely together, creating a balanced flow of understanding and harmony. The biggest shift of the week comes on Wednesday the 15th, when Venus moves into Taurus and Mars moves into Cancer, which are two big energy shifts. Love and money Venus likes traveling through Taurus as it supports you manifesting your needs and desires and will continue until June 8th. Venus moves into its best place in the zodiac, because Venus rules Taurus. As long as you don't get greedy, you can anticipate a month of harmony with your love life as well as your finances. The second shift later that day is Warrior Mars moving through emotional Cancer until July 1st, and it's a more complicated conversation. This energy should put you on guard. However, Cancer is a sign that nurtures. You could feel a bit crabby at times until July opens, but remember that this type of energy is sensitive and it has a tendency to be defensive. Working on home and family issues are great, but warriors want to move quickly and decisively, and emotions need time to process. Find the balance between your ambitious needs and your emotional needs. Communications are important on Thursday and Friday. Mercury makes a trine to Saturn on Thursday, May 16th, and another one with Pluto on Saturday, May 18th. Talkative Mercury can participate in serious, long-term planning conversations during this time. It's good for job interviews, a planning committee meeting for the first time, or any group or friendship organizations. Friday supports research or conversation on deep topics, such as love, money, or politics, that can make your emotions feel vulnerable. There is a seasonal blue moon on Saturday, May 18th at 28 degrees Scorpio. This full moon fits under the original interpretation of what constitutes a blue moon, being the third of four full moons in a season. The earth and water elements are very strong now, and that provides great pragmatic and emotional support. However, the missing air element can find you stuck in a comfortable rut. So consciously be open to new ideas and ways of looking at life. The Sun-Pluto power theme is repeated again at the full moon, but this time in a good and positive way. Taurus helps you to understand what you value and desire. Scorpio helps you go through the emotional depths to heal and release any self-defeating beliefs and behaviors that get in the way of manifesting those goals and desires. It's a time to illuminate repressed feelings, upset secrets, and other skeletons that have been rattling around your inner closet. Heads up, people. It's the best time of year to push the "I'm finally going to release that fear or pain" button. But this time, you'll remove it off your body and mind for good. The moon moves through Sagittarius on Sunday, which is perfect for philosophical conversations or a trip out into the great outdoors. Go on a picnic and perhaps get a little bit of sun. Be laid back, relax, and get ready for the positive action that's coming next week.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to our program tonight with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, as I leave you there. Softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, as I leave you there, as I leave you there. As I leave you.
That was beautiful. That was Vaughn Monroe singing Softly As I Leave You. And I dedicate that to everybody that's remembering their mother today, because it's Mother's Day. And that is the song that nearly broke me up when I was driving back from my sister's as my mother was passing. And every time I hear that song, of course, I think of her. Frank, what about your mother? Tell us a little bit about her.
My mother, my mother sang on the radio in 1930. Her father, my grandfather, played violin, and it was Ben Sullivan's orchestra with the Songbird of Youth, Mildred, my mother was psychic also, but she never talked about it that much. She was a very strong person, family person. She was always there. And I still can't imagine not having her here. She passed away when she was 83. And my sister, who passed away a couple years ago in Texas, I went to my niece's house. We went to the hospital. And I walked in into the room, and I looked at my sister, but it wasn't my sister's face. It was my mother's.
Oh, isn't that?
She let me know that she was taking care of my sister, because my sister was comatose at the time. So my mother let me know that she was safe. She was going with her.
That's so beautiful. And you know, those things are rare for people, but it's wonderful when you can see through the veil and either feel the presence or know that the presence is there somehow. Sometimes you just feel it. Sometimes you see it. And sometimes you hear. Sometimes I've heard my mother talking in my ear when I'm thinking of her. And sometimes when I'm not thinking of her, I hear her talking in my ear. And it's very, very special to have a wonderful rapport with spirit, that you are allowed to see the other side. Of course, Frank, you do a lot of bringing people over, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I do contact with either a mother or a grandmother or aunts. There's quite a few people that come through on the lady's side, which is seems to be the left side. The right side seems to be the men. And even though they're connected, some of the, you know, women are probably the most powerful, you know, the mothers. They rule, and you can go back in time. And most of the women that did a good job of ruling in the ancient world were women. And their energy is connects right away. They've been, they're kind of the angels. They're both angels, you know, men and women. But the women have that kind of rapport. And once they're past their problems, their physical problems, and they're on the other side, and they enjoy some peace, they're able to communicate very well with their children. And a lot of grandchildren benefit from grandmothers that are over there, because they're around protecting you. They also send messages and come through your dreams. My mother would come through my dream once in a while when I wasn't paying attention to my physical stuff, that I was eating the wrong food or something, and she kind of take me by the hand and lead me to a doctor, believe it or not.
Well, you know, my grandmother was very strong. And of course, in the book Unlimited Realities, I refer to her, and the whole first chapter is about her. And she was close to a lot of people in the New England area. They all knew her name and who she was. She was a shaman and a healer, and very loved and very respected. So when I chose the second song for Mothers tonight, I chose Close to You by the Carpenters, so that we could remember the people that are special, that do healing, that seem to be living in another world, Frank. They don't have the seven deadly sins or the strong desires that we all have as human beings. They're above it, and they bring us love, and they bring us hope, and they bring us very softly spirit, which you and I were talking about tonight, how simple it is to feel spirit and how soft it is. It's just, there's no big deal. It's just kind of creeps up on you like a fog, in a sense, don't you think?
Yes, and I teach, I also teach people how to bring through messages and the right way, way to do it, of course. If we hear somebody talking in our head, that's not it. Stop.
It's a gentleness. You know, when I'm driving the car and I feel a little bit lost, I'll just go into, I don't want to say hypnosis, but it's a higher level state. And I just think of that person and I drive there, and I'll make the left and the right when I need to. And I always get there. It's just a beautiful thing. I've always been able to do that. So sure, you've had those
experiences. They're kind of young ladies sometimes, and they've lost their mothers, and the mother will come to them and say, listen, I am driving with you in the car, and you got to slow down. And they'll start laughing because they know to go too fast.
Right. They do. Well, we've come to the end of the show tonight, and I certainly feel that we've gotten some beautiful messages out for this Mother's Day, Frank. I feel very special about it. Would you like to give us a closing sentence, a closing spiritual thought?
Well, we were talking about a song, and that song was special to you, between you and your mom. Mine was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Mm. So when I want her to be around, I start, I'm not saying everybody's a singer, but maybe you can hum it.
But eyes.
It's good to have, you know, maybe a song connection with your mom. And my best thing for you is keep the love in your heart. The love is always going to be there from your mom, from your dad, but your mom we're talking about tonight, and that nurturing will always be there. She's a beautiful spirit if she's on the other side. She's a beautiful spirit if she's on this side, if you're lucky enough to be with your mother. So God bless her.
Mothers are very special, and remember this, you chose it. And you chose it for your lessons. But they are nurturing. They know things as you grow up, and they guide you, and they teach you, and they show you which is the good direction to go in for the most part. So we're closing tonight, and next week I will be back with a surprise. So we'll see what happens then. And Frank will be back with us at the end of the month. And thank you all for listening. And we're going to go into the beautiful song that Karen Carpenter wrote, Close to You. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Good night and happy Mother's Day.
Every time you decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you.
We are always welcomed by the Mother. The Supreme Soul is pure and transcendent love. It cannot see a part different from itself, so there can be no question of forgetting. The Mother always remembers you, but your remembrance of the Mother is equally important. When you remember that you are the Mother's child, the child of God, and the son or daughter of the Mother, when you remember that, she is always with you. She sees all your actions and is your sole protector. She is your guide. You are remembering the whole, and you are recalling your real nature into the true abode. Mary, O my dearest Mother, I have stolen silently off to see you. Bless me, Mother. Bless your child. Some time ago, we were shown the love of the Mother. A woman was chosen to give birth to a son without marriage. The trumpet sounded, the angels sang, and the hearts were opened. We were shown that we would live forevermore because of this great birth. Mary, did you know? Did you know that your son would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy had come to make us new? That this child would soon come back to deliver you? This master has walked with the angels. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap, the dead will awaken, and the dawn will see the rising up of man. In the past, our human egos manipulated us into believing that we could change the circumstances of our lives by changing outer appearances. In truth, outer appearances will only change if we can address the cause of the problem. When we deal with just outer appearances of a situation instead of what is creating the problem, it is like trying to change the reflection of a mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection in the first place. This is a futile effort, and we will fail every time. Monumental changes are taking place on the earth, and humanity is standing at a crossroad. We can choose to remain in the quagmire of our painful human misconceptions and miscreation, or we can co-create a new movement that will move us forward into the light. The good news is that this choice in the fifth dimension energy is easier than it ever was before. Because of the unprecedented influx of light that has taken place recently and continues on, the I Am Presence, the divinity within every person, is at long last reclaiming dominion over our earthly experiences. The divine intervention of our I Am Presence is allowing the heart of the Mother to work more closely with us than ever before. The selfless messengers of our Mother Divine are asking us to join them now in unified consciousness to co-create the movement that will transform this planet and all life evolving upon her into the full expression of heaven on earth, which is her divine destiny. The movement, which we now co-create with the guidance of Amma's hand, is the movement of love. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life in this way, let's join together in consciousness and meditation with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. And let's unify our hearts with the heart of the Divine Mother. Together, we will co-create a new energy of love that will be far more powerful than any of the human miscreations that are currently causing humanity's pain and suffering. Beloved Mother, we ask you now expand the ring of fire, burning away all that which is not love, and send down to us the divine love that is pulsating within every person's heart. Create from this sacred ring of fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love that expands and expands until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This resplendent heart of pure divine love now magnetizes the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of love floods the earth and bathes every atomic and subatomic particle in a wave of precious light. Energy in its healing, the love of light. This activity of fifth dimension energetic light creates an archetype that will form a pattern of perfection for our planetary movement into the heart of the Milky Way, manifesting divine love within the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on earth. Our Heavenly Mother, all the divine masters, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am Presence of every person on earth joins together now as one unified force of divine love, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one unified consciousness of pure divine love. Breathe in. We now breathe in previously unknown frequencies of the love of God from every core of creation. Breathe out, breathe in. Beyond the 12th chakra and the 12th dimension into the heart of every person on earth, this unprecedented influx of divine energy is now flowing through every heart flame, creating a symphony of love that envelops our souls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all her life. Breathe out. This influx of divine love now penetrates into the fifth dimensional heart chakra, the 10th chakra of every person on this planet. The I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child becomes a power point of light, unified in the consciousness with the I Am Presence of every other person on earth, breathing in, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of the earth, as well as our solar system. The I Am Presence with every person is now the open golden door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is expressing the force field of unconditional divine love. Through the I Am Presence, every person is seeking the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. All of the new colors of the spiritual chakras and the higher cosmic tones are coming into play. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative forces manifesting on earth at this time. Through the divine love of our Heavenly Mother, all divine masters, and the entire company of heaven, as well as the I Am Presence of every person on earth, we are the energetic frequency behind the force field of divine love now established on earth. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile into darkness and we are coming and embracing the fifth dimensional realms of light. This is our ascension. This is what our movement of divine love is attracting to each of us personally and to all of us collectively. We are being raised into a profound frequency never before experienced, the inner awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love that we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this planet Earth and her life. We are free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. Our Heavenly Mother, all the Divine Masters, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every person on Earth are now intensifying their light through every person's heart flame, the higher heart, the spiritual heart chakra. As the spiritual chakras open, this activity of light is lifting humanity into a higher octave of divine service. Every person on Earth is being permanently surrounded with a cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us to go into a higher order of service to humanity and into this high frequency of light, which will greatly enhance our ability to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth in our universal body as well as our physical world form. We accept this fifth dimensional frequency of light as beings of God as we are hereinafter called into service.